So the youth group knows me a certain way, and I'm going to try and tone it down. I'm a little bit excitable, I'm a little bit rambunctious a little bit, so I'm going to try and tone it down. But as I was kind of going through and thinking about communion this week, there's a lot of different lenses that people look through, right? I was actually at work this week, and I have a friend there. He's an older gentleman, but he was doing his reports, and I seen him kind of looking like this, and then like this, and then like this. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Well, he had trifocals, and I didn't even know trifocals existed, for one. But he had these different set of lenses that he had to look through to see, like, he had to kind of go like this and like this. I was like, maybe he just had the jitters? I don't know. But communion, there's a lot of different lenses that we can look through. Sometimes we look at ourselves and think, I'm a sinner. I know that I need Jesus. And sometimes we look at ourselves, and that's good. It's good to examine ourselves, and it's good to see where our heart is with God. Other times we look at the cross, we really get the close-up lens of Jesus and see him going through pain, going through struggle. What I want to do today is, in the youth group, we've been going through the attributes of God. And in Romans 11, it says, Romans 11:33, it says, oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and ways. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? And who knows enough to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? For everything comes from him and exists by his power, and it is intended for his glory. All glory to him forever. Amen. We see the fullness of God's wisdom and grace and beauty at the cross. You can see God's wisdom displayed in when Jesus was dying on the cross. He knew this had to happen in order for my creation, the people that I love, to be saved. And at the very same time you see his wisdom, you see his wrath. The very wrath that we were supposed to get on the cross was all put on Jesus. Think about all the wrath that all of us were supposed to get and that the world was supposed to get. And all that wrath that was placed on Jesus at the cross, it's sobering. But at the same time his wrath was happening, his love was happening. And we see God's love saying, I love you guys so much that I gave my only begotten Son so that none will perish, but all will have eternal life. But what if God did all that stuff and he didn't have the power to raise God from the dead? Then it would all be for naught. But praise be to God, because the knowledge and the wisdom and the power of God at the cross, we can see the full unity of all the attributes of God. And I really believe that at that point, we see God in the clearest form that as finite beings that we will ever see. And so today, I charge you guys with the idea of remembering God's attributes today as you take communion. Church, examine yourself. I want you to examine yourself, examine your heart, but remember God today. Remember that the fullness of God was shown in full unity at the cross. That his grace was on full display at the same time as power. And his justice and holiness was at the same time as mercy was shown. It's so sobering, but it's so amazing. And so as we take communion today, we should have just had the elders come up. You guys can do anything.
The deacons would come up. We'll serve you the bread and the juice. Just invite you to just encourage you and remind you what communion is about. This is an opportunity for us to remember what Jesus did for us. If you're visiting, if you're new and you don't know Jesus, don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you're not right now trusting him completely and only for your salvation from your sins, you can let that pass by. This is something for believers in Jesus to remember him. If you haven't believed in Jesus, I invite you right now to realize, yeah, I'm a sinner, like Roland was talking about. I deserve God's wrath. And Jesus offers, because of what he did for me on the cross, he invites me to come to him and have all my sins forgiven. So if that's you today, I'd say, come to Jesus and say, I'm a sinner, please forgive me. And I want to remember what you did for me this morning with the believers here. So we'd invite you to do that this morning. Let's give thanks and then we'll serve you. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Because I deserve your wrath. But you love me enough to give yourself for me. Thank you for this bread and this juice. Bread reminding us of your body broken there for me. The juice representing your blood poured out to make propitiation for my sin, to satisfy the wrath of God against me so I can be forgiven and cleansed and loved and accepted. God, we thank you that you are wise, that you are good, that you are gracious, that you are just, that you are compassionate and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness towards sinners like me. Thank you for who you are. We want to remember, we want to reflect, we want to worship you today. So we say thank you in Jesus' name. Father, you are so good to provide for us a substitute, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And thank you that Jesus, through your death on the cross, my sin can be taken away, I can be forgiven. You are good. And we love you. We remember. We want to say thank you in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Eat. Blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.